Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord gave me this years ago. I wrote it down. I've told it to you, but we'll tell it again. Doubt despairs, complains, and is sad. Faith rejoices, gives thanks, and is glad. Amen. He said, look at Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord. When? When? At all times. His praise shall
continually.
Now that's a lot. What? His praise shall what?
Continually
be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Everybody say that out loud at least three times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Amen.
What does that mean?
It's continually in my mouth.
You do not go half a day and not praise the Lord. Right? You don't get caught up in your business and caught up with the kids and caught up with something else and forget to praise God for 7 hours. No. Now you don't do it. So, well, do I have to do that? How about going to remember? No, just relax. Really, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. You get filled up with the right thing and it's going to become natural. If it hasn't been, then there'll be a few days of adjustment and you'll have to remind yourself and stir up. But it won't take long. It'll just be as natural. You'll breathe, your heart will beat, and you'll go, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
It's just like just normal and natural. And that's the way you're going to live forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Because yes.
God does give us our every breath. He does give us our next heartbeat. Every good thing is from Him.
Yes. Amen.
Right? And if we're appreciative, we ought to be saying all the time, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. One of the worst things that can happen to a person is to become ungrateful. I'm telling you, you're becoming spiritually dark and full of unbelief and fear. And I mean, it's a bad, bad, bad thing. And it just goes from darkness to darkness. It gets darker and darker down that path. But stir yourself up every, even little things, everything. Learn to savor life. Learn to be a master at enjoying and develop being good at the art of living.
Amen.
You know how to enjoy things other people just run right over and don't even notice. I mean, you know how to savor a good breath, right? Take a good breath. You know how to enjoy that? If you really enjoy it, what's the natural thing to say? Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. How many thankful you got a brain? Thankful you got eyes and ears. Thankful you got lungs you can breathe. How many got a friend, at least one? Huh? You thankful for that? Family? If you're here, you got family. You know that. Right? Faith life family. Right?
Yes.
You do. You do. Thankful. How many thankful that we got seats to sit on in here? How many thankful for every one of these flowers up here? Every petal, every leaf on every fern?
Yes, sir.
Right? Are you thankful?
Yes.
Now, that's not quite good enough. You got to exercise. You got to stir yourself up, right? You got to begin to remind yourself.
Yeah.
Right? I'm talking about how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this continually? Right? Well, you're going to have to be thinking a certain way.
Amen.
operate in a certain way. And then every time that you know, every good gift comes from Him. And so every time that you taste or experience anything that you know is good and from Him, then you learn to respond. It's a way of yielding to Him. Thank you, Lord, for doing it for us. You get off the phone with somebody and you had been concerned, it might be tense, but it worked out just fine. You don't just hang up and not say anything. You hang up and you go, thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping me with that. Thank you, Lord, for giving me wisdom, right? Thank you for that sale. Thank you for that. Thank you for, don't be negative. You know, let's say you're in a show and you say, well, we only filled up the place halfway. Half the seats were empty. I don't know what we're going to do like this. Well, the crowd's not here. Well, you're not thankful for the ones that were there. Amen. Right?
Yes, sir.
You know, it's always been dumb for preachers to chew on the folk that didn't come to the service. Because they're not there. And they probably ain't going to get the tape. Right?
Yeah.
So, who are you talking to? The people that came.
Amen.
Right? So why are you chewing on them about not coming? Because they did. They came. They're here.
Amen.
But I doubt they came to be chewed on about not coming.
Right.
I doubt that seriously.
That's right?
Right? No. I don't care if you got a big place and only two people came. Be thankful for the two. Right? Preach to them like it's 1,000. Right? Be thankful for what you got, for what's there. Give thanks for that, and your faith will be operating for more. Gripe about what you don't have. You'll be in unbelief. You'll darken your understanding from further direction. Right? And that applies at home. Huh? Thank God for that man of yours. Wives, I'll say that again so you can jump in a little stronger. Thank God for, don't talk about what He's not. That's being unthankful for what He is. Thank God for that wife of yours.
Amen.
Don't talk about what she's not.
Amen.
Talk about what she is and give thanks for it.
Amen.
And praise God.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Said out loud, married men, I got a good woman.
I got a good
wife. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Said
out loud, wives, I got a good man.
I got a good husband.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. When should you praise the Lord? Well, here He says, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let's keep going. Psalm 48. Let me finish up with a few more here. Psalm 44:8 is what I'm trying to say. 44:8. Read it out loud with me. 44:8. In God we boast all the day long and praise your name forever. Hallelujah. Go to Psalm 71. There's a lot more than these, but let me just give you more than one here. The word has a pounding effect on your spirit. It just keeps driving it into you until it becomes a part of you. Psalm 71 and verse 8. What does it say? Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your honor all the day. All the day. Verse 14. But I will hope, that's expect, continually all the time, and will yet praise you more and more. Say that out loud. I will praise you more and more. Say it again. Let's say it together. I will praise you more and more. Verse 15, my mouth will show forth your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I don't know how many days I got, but I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Amen. Verse 18. Now also when I am old and gray-headed. So you had to live a while to get old. And you still had some hair. Because it's gray. You got some. Oh God, forsake me not till I have showed your, not weakness, but strength to this generation and your power to everyone that is to come. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Go to Psalm 84. Just a couple more here. Psalm 84. I hope you don't think this is too simple for you tonight. Because what's the bottom line on this now? It's doing it. Doing it. Putting it into practice tonight. Right? What should we hear in the foyer of Faith Life Church? What should we hear in the bathrooms at Faith Life Church? What should we hear in the parking lots? Praising. Is that right? Should not be uncommon at all. You come around a car and you hear somebody go, oh, glory to God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And in the cars that are all leaving out of the parking lot, what do you know is inside the car? Praise. Besides the people, praise. 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 Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Psalm 84. Four. Psalm 84, 4. Blessed are they that dwell in your house. They will be still praising you. Selah. Verse 7. What? Now notice what's accompanied with this. They go from what? They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appears before God. Hallelujah. Go on over to Psalm 146. I think this is the... Now I got a New Testament one. I can just quote it to you. But Psalm 146. Psalm 146. I like this. I say this pretty regularly. Psalm 146, verse 1. What does it say? Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. O my soul, while I live... I will praise the Lord. I'll sing praises to my God while I have any being. How long will I praise the Lord? Well, as long as I exist. Long as I have any being. While I'm living and breathing, I'll praise the Lord. And how many understand you have being after that? Right? After you're not breathing and living in the earth, you still are a being. And you have being. And while I live, I'm going to praise the Lord. And while I have any being, existence, I'm going to praise the Lord. That is now and forevermore. Now and forevermore.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me